And welcome back again. This is Tom Cruise from...
Oh, this isn't Tom Cruise. All right.
But this is from our Mission Impossible vacation.
This is a Mission Impossible Breakthrough Entertainment. They called it impossible. It is a mission.
Joe Kramer, Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation.
Oh, yes. Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J., Eric, Trisha. And this is the theme to the very first Twilight Zone. Oh, no, it's not. Ba-bum! Mission Impossible.
Okay. Well,
but
anyway.
Tom Cruise is cruising, isn't he?
Okay. Well, we'll find out if Mission Impossible Rogue Nation is any good.
It came out Thursday night,
yes. It is, of course, the fifth Mission Impossible. Dave, you didn't say anything about my shirt.
Oh, let's see. What does it say? Mission Impossible, I went to second base 3 times.
Three times only.
Oh, gross. Was that the last one where
Ghost,
he climbed
Ghost
up
Protocol
a building?
When he was on the building, yes.
That was a good movie.
I thought it was great. I saw it in IMAX, and that was just so thrilling. Tom Cruise reprises his role as Ethan Hunt, who, with the IMF disbanded, now faces off against a network of highly skilled special agents, the Syndicate, hell-bent on creating a new world order through an escalating series of terrorist attacks. Ethan joins forces with disavowed British agent... played by Rebecca Ferguson, who may or may not be a member of this rogue nation as he faces his most impossible mission yet. Of course, Simon Pegg is also in the film. Hawkeye is in the film. Oh, I'm sorry. Jeremy Renner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alec Baldwin.
I like him.
Yeah. Okay. Well, of course, it's doing pretty good business at the box office.
Hmm.
Unfortunately, Vacation's not doing as spectacularly as I believe it really, really should.
Hmm.
But it's hard for an R-rated movie, especially when you open opposite Tom Cruise. Normally, I like to review things first, but I'm going to let Dave and Trisha review Mission Impossible Rogue Nation first, and then I will share my insights.
Okay. Well, this was a mission, and it wasn't impossible to like this movie. I really liked the last one, and I like this one, too. Before the beginning credits ended, there were two major exciting scenes. I thought this was really unique. It's fast-paced. It had action, intrigue, mystery, romance. It had it all there. And I just thought, like the opera scene, not a spoiler alert.
In Vienna, Austria.
Yeah, the way they did that was just phenomenal scene. It was well-directed, well done.
You know,
their
premiere was out there in Austria.
Oh.
Dave, why didn't you secure access?
We
could have been out there in Austria.
Yeah, it was just phenomenal.
You need to let us know ahead of time.
But wow. There's so many different scenes that were some of the best I've seen. The motorcycle scene, that sequence was really good.
What about him hanging off the side of the plane? Did he do his own stunts?
No, that was real. And I won't spoil it, but that was another great scene. But it just had a lot of action. During the middle, it slowed up a bit, but it had to slow up. You can have all action, but they wanted to develop the plot a bit. But I love the girl. I don't know. Who is
Rebecca, Rebecca Ferguson?
Yeah, Rebecca
Ooh,
Ferguson did
she
a phenomenal
is talented.
Job.
I love her. So overall, I give it a huge thumbs up. I wasn't sure if I should give it a breakthrough or not. I'm still debating it. But this was, if you like fast-paced, exciting, and sort of a simple, somewhat a simple plot with complications, I thought it was well-written, and it was very interesting. I did.
Okay. So far, one really huge thumbs up.
Yeah, very
kind of. Kind of sounds like how big my thumb was for Vacation.
I would say it's about the same size thumb.
Same size thumb, different movie though.
Yeah, and yeah. Different age, and
but
you
a much
know,
more
sometimes
thumb.
My
oh, okay.
thumb goes down a little, and your thumb goes up.
Trisha, tell us about your thumb for Mission Impossible.
Do you have a thumb?
She's got two.
I've got two.
Oh, great.
And both of my thumbs
and they're
are
opposable.
Straight up in the air.
Oh, you liked
I
it.
Thought this was an excellent movie. And I'm not a huge fan of the Mission Impossible franchise because I like the TV show. But I will tell you, this movie And I'll be honest with you. I saw the first Mission Impossible, and then I really didn't see the other ones.
You're not missing much with the second one, but you're missing a lot with number 3 and 4, especially number 4.
Love it, right?
I will tell you this one I really enjoyed. It's two huge thumbs up. The combination, like he said, the twists that are in it, I think that the actress, you know, Rebecca and Tom, the two of them, and I don't know if it's the director or it was them, but so much where a lot of movies would spoil it with talking, they just showed their emotion or made a movement that just spoke volumes. I was very impressed by it. It was exciting. It was energizing. It was even the theme song that you just played.
Mm-hmm. By the way, is the version from this one.
But you don't really hear the whole song till the end. But
no, you hear it in the beginning. They play it in the beginning.
Yeah,
you see
the beginning
the scenes.
Too. But in
it's
the middle.
It's like a theme song.
Right. No, I know it is. But what
no, but I'm saying
is
they play it like a theme song, exactly. Which is kind of interesting.
But in the middle of the movie and different action parts, the music that's playing in the background has snippets from this.
Yes, I believe.
It hints to it. So
interplosion,
it gets that.
I think it's what the correct term.
Interplosion?
I looked it up because I know exactly what you're talking about. That especially in the plane scene, the A400, uh-huh. You hear, you know.
Yeah,
bump,
yeah.
Bump.
Oh,
bump, bump,
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
then, yeah,
yeah, and then in other parts, like you'll hear, and it's just enough of a hint that it just made my heart just thrill.
Right.
I loved it.
It's literally like a half a second, just like one note when they're on like a zip line type of situation coming down from one of the buildings, and you hear just like a half a second of it, but it's just enough to know, okay, that's I'm still hearing the theme. It's just a snippet of it,
exactly.
But I still know the theme.
Yeah, yeah, and that's a common thread throughout the whole thing. Now, I do have to say that I've been asked to join the IMF.
The IMF?
Yes. And so from here on out, I cannot confirm or deny unless I first get permission from the secretary.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good.
It was, yeah. You'd have to see it.
You have to see the movie to understand that joke, as well as a lot of, you know, you have to understand the jokes for the vacation and half of other, you know, you have to see them. That's why you have to see these movies before you listen to Breakthrough Entertainment.
No, because if you see them, you can always go back and listen to the archives.
That's true. That's very true. That's true. So, two thumbs up. Is it a breakthrough?
It's two huge thumbs up. I have yet to give my mark of a breakthrough.
Okay.
I gave Ant-Man a breakthrough.
Yeah. I didn't give Ant-Man a breakthrough, but I gave it a really huge thumbs up. Now, I want to go back to when we talked about Jurassic World, and I said that it was a breakthrough. I absolutely loved it. Best movie this summer. Best movie of the year so far. Then Eric came in and said,
and burst your bubble.
And you said it was
okay.
Yeah.
It was very formulaic. It was very predictable. There was nothing surprising about it whatsoever.
And then I said, Eric, you didn't like the movie, and you said, no.
It was okay.
You said, no, I liked it. I didn't say I didn't like it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why the reason I say this is because when I say that, I gave Mission Impossible Rogue Nation a thumbs up, I just thought it was okay. So
really?
I just thought it was okay. So that's why I'm prefacing that, because it's not that I didn't like the movie. I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad I saw it on the big screen, because here's the thing.
We saw it in IMAX.
Okay. Well, that's one thing that really bothered me, is because the previous one was shot, some scenes were shot in IMAX with IMAX cameras. I did not see Mission Impossible Rogue Nation in IMAX. The screening was not, I didn't attend the screening, by the way, but they did not screen it in IMAX. I thought that, you know, I don't know. Mission Impossible, once you do one movie in IMAX, maybe it should always be in IMAX.
Is there going to be a sequel, you think?
Yes, they're already working on the sequel. They're saying, well,
because Rebecca said,
in 2017, they will probably be releasing the next one. They want to fast track it because it is doing pretty decent business at the box office. I will say that the scene, the underwater heist, was fantastic.
Yeah, that was interesting.
That was incredible.
I forgot to mention that.
The vehicular chase, of course, over the stairs, that was fantastic. Simon Pegg was just hilarious during that scene.
Great cast.
This motorcycle chase through the streets of Morocco was fantastic. But for a fifth film in the franchise, And especially after a movie that just wowed me so much with Ghost Protocol. I mean, that was just like so stunning. This felt like a step backward. This really stepped felt like a step backward to me. The scenes felt like a step down. The action scenes, the creativity, the movie as a whole felt closer in theme to the original Mission Impossible, which was more closer in theme to the original series.
Well, that was a high standard, that fourth movie.
Yes, it was a high standard.
I would agree. I just love that fourth movie.
Right, the fourth was fantastic. So again, the quality that it's more of a spy based film is the value of that is more dependent on personal taste. So again, I liked it. I'm glad that I saw it. I am giving it a thumbs up. I think it's worth seeing. I did not like Rebecca Ferguson. I'm sorry.
I love
Why
her.
Why not?
I love her.
I don't know. I thought she was a little too plain.
Can you imagine wrestling with her? She's so tough.
Look at those beautiful eyes.
And then she jumps up and grabs people by the neck with her legs, basically a karate move.
Well, I wouldn't protest it. I'd still give it a thumbs up.
You would go, help me, help me.
Beautiful eyes. Is that what you noticed?
Yes, that's what I just said. She's got gorgeous eyes.
Well, I was just looking at her on the internet, and there's more beautiful stuff to see there.
Yeah, she's...
She's got a website? She's got a...
No, there's pictures of her. If you Google her, there's pictures
what
of her.
What do you think, Eric? You like her?
She's very attractive, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
she's strong, and her thighs are very strong.
You felt them?
No, I saw how she did the stunts. It's good action.
Oh, we thought maybe you had firsthand experience.
Secondhand maybe.
Okay. Well, keep the secondhand there to yourself. but yeah, Mission Impossible Rogue Nation,
keep
I
both
am
hands.
Yeah, please. I am giving it a thumbs up, but you know, I thought it was a little bit
personal
too long.
Taste.
Yeah, personal taste.
I agree.
Yeah, I really liked the first one, which is interesting. This felt like that they were trying to be a combination of Fast and Furious and Bond and Bourne. It felt like those three franchises combined.
Had a bit of each one.
Yeah, they were just trying to be, you know, something. Yeah. But, you know, again, it's still worth seeing. I like
it. Now, if you never saw the fourth one, could that have...
If I never saw the fourth one, I probably would have been impressed with it, yes.
Yeah, because that fourth one was really good.
Exactly.
I liked that one, too.
That was good.
I didn't like the first three.
Me neither.
But
the
fourth one was good. Yeah. Speaking of Bond, when is Spectre coming out?
In November. It's coming up. November, yeah.
Can't wait.
Right.
That should be good, right?
That's one of my favorite movie franchises of all time.
Really? Which Bond do you like the best?
The current one, Daniel Craig.
Wow. Oh. Over Sean Connery, yeah?
Oh, any day of the week. Daniel Craig takes it more seriously.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay, yeah. Makes sense.
Now, another movie that opened this past weekend, we had on the director last weekend, the Stanford Prison Experiment. Billy Crudup plays a psychologist who selects 24 male college students to take on randomly assigned roles of prisoners and guards in a mock prison situated in the basement of the Stanford Psychology Building. You know, I said it last week. I'm going to expand upon it right now. This is an exceptionally difficult film to watch. The director, again, you can hear that interview at breakradioshow.com. Kyle Patrick Alvarez, this is such a deeply disturbing, dramatic thriller, yet you're going to be absolutely unable to turn away from the screen. It's so completely compelling. This is based on a true experiment. It's executed with such extreme authenticity. I felt like I was watching a documentary. It's so thought-provoking. You will be talking about this movie after you see it. It's just so disquieting. Really, really huge thumbs up for the Stanford Prison Experiment.
Yeah, I don't want to say I enjoyed it, but
it's a hard movie to enjoy.
It is hard to enjoy, but the way they did it and the way each person got into the role was amazing, and that's because they probably let certain things go, but, you know, like the psychologists who ran it, you know, made statements, my prison. I mean, he got into the role, too, of controlling or not controlling this thing. But, you know, it was really interesting in how the psychological impact on these kids, these college students, you know, probably, 18, 19, 20 or something like that. And I was just thinking, wow, is there any liability here? Is there going to be damage? I mean, I won't spoil it. You have to watch it to understand, you know, that any outcomes or after effects. However, I just thought it was fascinating. I thought the guards had an easier time. The guards, I think, knew more that it was an experiment and the prisoners did not at some point.
Dave, I want you, from now on, could you please just call me Mr. Correctional Officer, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mr. Correctional Officer.
But does that make sense to you?
Mr. Correctional
Officer. Does that sort of make sense?
Yes, it does.
That was interesting, right?
Yes. It's so thought-provoking, again.
Yeah. And, you know, was it necessary to do? I mean, I don't know.
John Wayne.
There is a documentary about it on YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. There is.
And but this feels like you're watching a documentary. I mean, this is so
and
authentic.
He took from that and just made it much more high quality. And the actors, it's amazing how they literally have transformed themselves to the actual people that were seen on those YouTube videos.
It didn't even seem like I was watching actors.
Right.
And that's yeah. And these people, we know these actors, too.
Right, and they transformed. I mean, they took on their body language and everything.
And I was thinking, you know, what would I do? What would you do if you were one of the prisoners?
Yeah, that's what makes you think. You think.
And I was thinking, first of all, you know, when they ask you what you would rather be, I'd rather be a guard, by the way.
Yes.
And what would you rather
I'd rather leave it up to a coin flip, honestly.
Okay, yeah.
Well, the people who chose to be prisoners had no idea what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, actually.
Okay, gotcha.
Actually, is that a spoiler
alert?
Might be.
Yeah, go ahead and share it.
Okay. When they were showing bits and pieces from the interviews, the one guy said he would rather be a prisoner, and they said, why? And he goes, because nobody likes the guards.
Oh,
and
you don't have to do anything.
But they didn't allow people to choose. They did a coin flip. To determine if they were going to be a prisoner or a guard. And this was the last person was that guy who got the coin flip, and he became a guard. And he is the guard that takes on that other persona of being, you know, kind of John Wayne or the guy from Cool Hand Luke, you know.
Amazing,
so,
huh?
Three thumbs up for the Stanford Prison Experiment. And finally, The Young and Prodigious T.S. Spivet. It's based on a book. It's basically about a young man who's awarded the prestigious Baird Prize by the Smithsonian Institute for his invention of a perpetual motion machine. He leaves a note for his family, hops a freight train, traveling from a remote ranch in Montana to Washington to receive his prize. This is a really charming movie. Again, a thumbs up for The Young and Prodigious T.S. Spivet. It's a whimsical drama that will undoubtedly be best appreciated and understood by adults, even though it stars kids. It's even if you don't completely comprehend its various intricacies, the movie is unequivocally charming. But my pick of the week is Vacation. Again, one of my favorite movies of the summer.
Vacation, your pick, real quick.
Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation.
My pick, Mission Impossible. Eric, do you have a pick?
Yeah, it's a TV show, Ray Donovan, awesome. Showtime.
Oh, okay, cool. I'll have to check that out.
This is Holiday Road Live by Lindsey Buckingham. Of course, he sounds a little bit older.
Yes, he does. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment, live, 1480 AM KPHX. Stay tuned for Real Hockey Talk coming right up.